We're talking about this story in The Athletic, Goo, and I want to run some of these comments by 49er fans. NFL executives rank the NFC teams.
Okay.
It says the 49ers still reign, but could the Packers overtake the Lions? Okay. Meaning for the second spot. So the San Francisco 49ers, here are five executives again. The gap in average vote between the 49ers and the next team is the largest separating any of the top nine teams. Yeah. Meaning, in this particular poll, there is a bigger discrepancy of the 49ers being better than the Lions or Packers than any other team in the league in terms of, let's say, the fourth best team versus the third best team.
I'm not shocked. Four straight trips to the NFC Championship, you know, two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. I get it.
This is when this is why I love this article, because they'll have an executive that will explain why he had them first, and then there'll be an executive that had why they had the Niners third. By the way, there was only one executive that didn't have the Niners number one. And one of the executives who said they're the best team in the NFC simply said, "Who is stopping that offense? Are you kidding me?" That's what one executive said who voted him first. Now, the one who voted him third, and this is what I want to run by 49er fans, is there something to this? There's been a lot of turmoil, and I don't think they're as deep as they have been in the past. Two of your most important players, Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, have not practiced. At some point, and this may not be the year because they are not yet paying the quarterback, but at some point, it's going to get more challenging. So he still has him third, but he's allowing for maybe a hair of slippage.
Well, what did we talk about yesterday, even during the crossover with Willard and Dibbs? And the question of the offseason for me, as I go back and just vegetate and watch the playoff games again, what happened to that Niner offense in the postseason? And we still haven't got the answer. Were they tired? I don't know. But, Stani, I do wonder if they're going to be a continuance of that this year, because you can't answer it. I can't answer it. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, I can try.
But that offense is the team that was down in two of the three playoff games. We had Weiss just on saying they should have lost to Detroit and could have lost to Green Bay. So, yeah.
Well, that's why
I don't know how big of a gap it is now.
Why you can't say they should have beaten the Chiefs. Mm. Because if you say, they should have beat the Chiefs, well, guess what? The Packers should have beaten you, and so should the Lions have, but they didn't. And then you ended up getting beat in the Super Bowl. Guru has been talking a lot about McCaffrey, and I'm wondering if San Francisco 49er fans are kind of in lockstep with him. He had 329 touches 2 years ago, 339 last year.
Oof.
And the one thing, as Steve Weiss pointed out with the Shanahans, is they run their running backs.
Right.
That's what they do.
No breaks, right.
And I think the other thing that you were referring to last year with Shanahan was they brought up his touches.
Man.
And I think Shanahan basically said, I don't know how many touches he has.
Like, we don't chart it, but I don't give a damn.
Right.
If he can go, he's going to go. I don't care what the score is. Now I believe, partner, you need to proceed with caution. And it's like produce. You want it fresh, right? And you got to think and know you're Billy Badass. You got a damn good roster. A lot of people are picking you to be one of the teams at the end. You kind of just want to spell them a bit, you know?
Well, if you can, maybe they won't be able to. Maybe victories will be a little tougher to come by this year, and maybe you don't get off to the fast start like you did last year, which built up some wiggle room, and you ended up getting the number one seed. I mean, to me, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I do think it's easy to say, let's spell him way more this year. Okay, would you spell him enough so that it might cost you the first seed in the NFC?
Oh, no way. Not at all.
That's kind of who Shanahan is.
Stani, I guess what I'm just saying, not you're out the game, sit there without, just some plays off. You know, you see it, even with some of the greats. You know, you got a drive going. One guy might get the two touches. Then you're like, okay, you can't just run him in the ground. But Steve said that's something that his daddy did, and he's obviously doing.
I just feel like there's a balance there. And I feel like a guy like McCaffrey, even though he's getting up there, 28, getting up there.
Well, he's a running back now.
Yeah. But I actually feel like McCaffrey's one of the – like the kind of running back who the more you get him the ball, the better he is. Well, in the course of a game, maybe not in terms of the entire season, but, you know, I just think he's one of these running backs that he goes into a game.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Amon, he's chalking up 25 touches, 18 runs, 6-7 passes, and we go. And to me, the one way to maybe protect McCaffrey a little bit is to throw it a little bit more and either, you know, keep him in the backfield or just swing him out where he doesn't get any contact and he go to a receiver. But let me ask 49er fans this. Is that the biggest worry? Is the biggest worry for the San Francisco 49ers Christian McCaffrey and his workload and his durability and keeping him upright and alive for 17 weeks heading into the playoffs?
For me, it is.
And
that's why I said that at the summit to Willard. But I'll tell you this, and I'll ask you and see if you remember something about our show yesterday. Steiner, you said the most important player that they can't be without, and I'm not going to put amount of weeks on it, is Brock Purdy. I said it's McCaffrey. So if the Niners were going into a game, let's just say Monday night against the Jets,
all right,
and it was Brandon Allen under center, and you had McCaffrey or Dobbs under center, you would take – that's what I would prefer. Like, I think you can still – you know, we've seen Dobbs do some things, and it might be Brandon Allen. We've seen him, quarterback, take some snaps. But it sounds like you think if Purdy was under center and J.P. Mason was the back, you would prefer that over McCaffrey in the backfield. And I bring that up only because that's how damn important – I think he is in a Niner defense, Donnie, and I'm going to tell you guys listening, I think they're going to take a step back. I think Dre Greenlaw and him not being there early and know who Funga is being swept under the rug, and your new defense might be your offense and its ability to be able to carry you, and you can ill afford not to be without 23.
Yeah, I mean, if you're giving me a choice between, like, I would rather go into the Jets game, in a hypothetical, I'd rather go into the Jets game with Brock Purdy starting and Jordan Mason as their running back, opposed to Dobbsy or Allen and McCaffrey in the backfield. Mm. But I guess that's one way of looking at who do you think's more important. But
and they both are. I'm not no shade at Brock. I'm just like, 23 is a bad man.
See, I just look at it as, if we look at both guys' track records, McCaffrey's got a long track record, and if he stays healthy, we kind of know what he's going to do. Mm. Purdy, on the other hand, doesn't have as much of a track record, but to me, he's got the ability to elevate his game maybe more than some of the other players on the team who have been around for a while. So that's kind of the way I'm looking at it with Brock Purdy. To me, he's got a shot at being the difference between winning a Super Bowl and not winning a Super Bowl.
And I know Niner fans are out there like, Goo, Steiny, we don't even want to find out. But, you know, if you're telling me right now McCaffrey's going to play 15 of the 17 games, any player for that matter, Steiny, you would take that.
One more time?
If I told you McCaffrey's going to put 15 games on the ledger of this 17-game season, you would take that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We got a super chat from Jim Mole. $10.
Man, he balling.
He says, we're all good this season. I went to the Church of the 49ers in Columbia, California, and I burned a candle for the team.
Oh, boy.
I then got booted. Apparently, candles are a fire hazard there, but I think it took.
Hey, put that in the cap. Like, if something goes wrong or there's an injury, cue that up. I got booted in the church. Man, that's bad, man. Where I come from, that ain't good.
How much disposable income do some people have?
Next question.
And just burn a $10 bill like that. Incredible.
Well, don't hate.
I'm not hating.
Your boy just got some chicken. Matt Chappie, Steph.
Stinks.
Steph!
Hey, how about the way the guy said he was friends with Goff, and I said, he stinks, and he just went right over it.
And I was waiting for you to incorporate Dibs. He's from Marin Catholic. That's where he went.
Yeah. Hey, Goo, I need your help.
Talk to me.
The 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line says, stop glazing Brock. What does that mean, glazing?
Now, we got the youngsters in the back. Evan, I have never heard of glazing. What does that mean? We read it to Evan again.
Like on a donut?
I don't know. The 510 says, stop glazing Brock.
Is that jocking?
Hazing?
Like we're overpraising him. In the union, they would say, stop jocking Stein. He ain't all that. That's what I take that
as. Okay, I guess you're right, because then...
glazing? I've never heard that.
He comes back and says, Brock is irreplaceable. CMC is not. Stop it.
Oh, glazing might be we're overlooking them.
Yeah, boy.
We got it. Boy.
Yeah. See? Yeah. I'm old.
No, they're not glazing. That ain't...
Yeah, I guess not. Is Brock irreplaceable? Maybe to fans. I don't know. Is he irreplaceable to Kyle Shanahan? That's the only guy that matters.
Well, Dobbs beat the Niners on Monday night. Remember that?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.